It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, Publishing Editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, morning and welcome again. South Africa is in sync with the US and China in budgeting to spend an impressive 787 billion rand on infrastructure in the next 3 years. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, it's great to spend on infrastructure. Economists of old always said that when the public sector needs to come in, it needs to come in at a time when the private sector is not spending. And we see that Trevor Manuel budgeting 787 billion for infrastructure over the next 3 years fits in very well with what is happening to resuscitate economies elsewhere. And we see the Chinese also about to spend $3.3 trillion over the next 5 years, and a lot of that going into infrastructure as part of its stimulus package. And we also see new President Barack Obama coming in with his very impressive $800 billion, a big slice of that also coming into infrastructure. And just to get some sense of the impact that this infrastructural investment has, if we look at Barack Obama's package, the American economists have worked out that for every $1 billion he spends on infrastructural development, he creates 35,000 jobs, and he creates another economic spin-off worth about $6.5 billion. So if you sort of superimpose that over these activities that are going on in South Africa, unfortunately, we are ahead of the game. We started because of 2010 and because of our energy crisis well ahead of the game. So our infrastructural programs well on the go. And what Trevor is talking about is even over and above that in many instances. So that's a very good expenditure. But if you go back to China, that economic stimulus package has an impact on South Africa. I mean, three commentators have already said they can begin feeling in South Africa the effect of what is being spent in China on infrastructure. And one of the most articulate of those was the new CEO of Kumba Iron Ore, which is our biggest iron ore producer. And he's saying that iron ore that was cancelled, that we were trying to sell into Europe and into Japan, but they cancelled those orders, have been taken already by China. He can feel the benefit of that stimulus package coming through. And in fact, China have taken beyond their contracts when it comes to iron ore. And already we see that the iron ore stockpile has beginning to fall from 90 million tons to 60 million tons. And that's always an indication of development taking place, because that goes into steel. So this infrastructural development can be a big contributing factor towards ending this economic impasse that we're having in the world.
The new Eskom chairperson, Bobby Gottschalk, pleading for a Team South Africa approach to South Africa's national energy strategy. What exactly does that mean?
Well, Bobby Gottschalk is a strategist, and we're fortunate to have him as the new non-executive chairperson of Eskom. And his initial look at it says that we need a Team SA approach to solving our energy problems, and we'll do that through multi-stakeholder forums. So stakeholders will be involved in trying to set up a new strategy for Eskom. And one of the big things that is apparent is that the business model of Eskom is flawed. You know, from the start, the strategy of pricing below the real cost of production has to end. I mean, that is going to get us nowhere. And as Bobby Gottschalk has mentioned, this cash book accounting approach that they've got leaves nothing for yesterday or tomorrow. So as he's saying, you know, it's more appropriate for a spaza shop to have cash book accounting than a big organization like Eskom, which needs to have a strong balance sheet. So we can see that there needs to be some fundamental re-evaluation of how Eskom is run. And Bobby Gottschalk puts it well, you know, he believes Eskom will be a good doctor if they can get some good patients. And we are the patients. So we both have to take advantage of this window of opportunity to try and re-strategize for a very important sector of our economy, energy, and also take into account that we're very coal-based at the moment, and we might need to move away from that. We see with Barack Obama's lead on renewable energy, the world is moving towards renewable. We'll have to take that into account, and people also have to take into account the possible cost.
And finally, the South African Navy insisting that the next three naval ships that it orders are built in South Africa and not outside the country.
That's right. You know, we see the Navy now wanting six more naval vessels. Three of them will be offshore patrol vessels, 3 inshore patrol vessels, as they call them. But the interesting little clause there is that they want these built in South Africa. And that, of course, is could set off a new strategic advantage for the country. We did used to have shipbuilding here before. Perhaps we can resuscitate that, but it'll all depend on the economics of it. But in the meantime, within these tenders that they're calling, they are going to insist that the ships are built here. They're not saying that the ships must be designed here, because we haven't got that sort of capability, and there are others with good designs around the world. But they're saying that the winner of those contracts must come to South Africa, must build those ships probably either in Cape Town or Durban, where we used to have our facilities, and probably tie up with a South African group or create their own facilities. And we're seeing that these particular vessels that they want are going to be multi-mission vessels, and they've invited other navies to partake in this project. Other naval officers have come from around Africa and the world to possibly also partake. So we might be creating a bit of a business niche here. At the same time, we have these patrol boats available, because we must always remember that our country doesn't end at the seashore. It's 200 nautical miles out. That still belongs to us, and we need to patrol it. And obviously, this is one of the reasons for the need for these boats. And they'll be multi-mission, and they'll have helicopter facilities on them. But in being multi-mission, you know, at one time they can be mine sweepers, at another time they can be mine hunters, and then they can be used for general training. So this is the demand from our South African Navy, that the next 6 vessels be built in South Africa.
That's Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He's back again at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.